You're listening to the Mom Inspired Show, episode 12 with Suzanne Banker, part one.
Welcome to the Mom Inspired Show. I'm your host, Amber Sandberg, and this show is created to inspire, encourage, and add a little extra fun to your day.
Hey friends, I'm so excited for this next episode. We had so much fun talking, I decided to break it into two episodes. So don't forget to check out part two next week. In this week's episode, we're going to focus on Suzanne opening up her bar studio and how at first she thought that bar was a pansy workout, but now feels like it's such an important part of her life. We talk about what bar looks like, who it's for, and why it's such an important type of workout for anyone. We discuss what it was like opening up a business while having four kids and how much work there was behind the scenes. She also shares with us how hard it was to get this up and running and how at times there were so many challenges she thought that this may not actually happen. So if you're a business owner or not, I hope that you can find inspiration in her journey to go after whatever dreams and goals you have in your life. Let's go to the show. Suzanne, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Amber.
So I love starting off the show with an icebreaker. I love to travel. So what is your favorite vacation spot that you have gone to and why? And this can be with or without kids.
Ooh, okay. That's a tough one. Actually, I grew up not traveling hardly at all. So I feel like most of my traveling has been happening with my kids and in this season of life. So there's even so many places just in the US that I had not been. So this past summer, we went to New York City. And it was my first time to go, and obviously my kids' first time. And I kept saying, you guys are so blessed that you get to go as a kid. I never went anywhere except Panama City Beach.
Yeah.
So that was such a fun memory. We just explored, saw, you know, Ground Zero, Times Square, Statue of Liberty. That was just a really cool thing to see. So that was probably my favorite this last year. And we have a kid-free trip coming up in January to Cancun.
Ooh,
so
nice.
I'll have to let you know how that one goes, but I'm sure that might even top it. might be better.
So I haven't been to Cancun since our honeymoon. And then we went to a trip after that. So it's been a long time. Where are you staying in Cancun?
So we're staying at the Playa Mujeres. My friend is a travel agent. So she's hooked us up. She's like, this is all-inclusive.
Awesome. Yes.
You will want for nothing. I was like, okay, great. I'm going to bring a couple books and sleep and lay around.
Yeah.
So I'm really pumped.
Is this your first trip away from the kids or have you done that before?
We have been like little weekend trips, little things, but this is like our first full on.
Awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great. Yeah. And so I'm going to say this and I'm going to skip ahead a little bit because you haven't told us who you are, but going back to New York, so you have four kids because people don't know that.
Yes.
How was that traveling to New York City with four kids?
Well, I will say, first of all, we left the baby home with grandparents.
And so, how old is the baby?
She's not really, she's two.
Yeah.
So, she wasn't, but she would have never made it.
No,
I mean, my
that's what I was thinking.
Was...
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a little nerve wracking because I mean, I'm a country girl, grew up in, you know, middle of nowhere. So all of a sudden the city life was like, threw me for a loop, you know?
Yeah.
I was a little overwhelmed. My husband had the backpack on and he was like, let's go, you know? So, you know, in and out of the train, the underground trains and the taxis, I just kept counting kids and getting them in the cab and holding on tight and don't let go of my hand. And so I was kind of freaked out in the beginning, but they did great. I mean, they are ages 10, 8, and 5. And we kept moving so much. We did a lot of walking, so they did get tired, but they hung in there and there was so much to see. I have to say it was a cool trip.
That's awesome. I like hearing that, especially people taking their kids to cities because it can be overwhelming. So that's why I wanted to ask you, especially because you're going with still three kids, which is a lot. And so, but I do think that's wise that you left the 2-year-old at home.
Oh, I don't regret that. It still wasn't like, when I got home, I needed a big glass of wine. I needed to decompress. It was a lot, but we made memories that we'll never forget.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, let's quickly go into the show. And how about you just tell us a little bit about who you are and how you got to where you are today?
I'm Suzanne Banker, and I have been married to my husband, David, for almost 13 years. I'm 32 years old, so got married young and started having kids pretty quick. So we have, like you said, four kids. grew up in North Georgia and lived there pretty much my whole life until we decided to make a move to Tennessee about 6 years ago. So we live in Franklin, and it's been the best move of our life. We were just kind of done with the Atlanta traffic and hectic living, and just didn't really want to raise our family there. So we fell in love with this area. We had driven through here on a trip to visit family in Michigan, and we just thought, why not? What the heck? Our kids are young. They're not in schools yet. They haven't really made friends. They're really little and adaptable. So let's just try it. What's the worst that can happen, you know? So we just picked up and moved. We didn't know anybody and found a house the week before we were supposed to be here. And it was kind of crazy, but we look back and it was the best decision probably we've ever made. And we love it here. So
that's awesome.
That's kind of our family background.
Well, so let's jump into you starting your business. So you have four kids that we've talked about.
Yes.
And how about you share with us what Bar is exactly? Because some people may have no idea what it is.
So first of all, a little disclaimer. Before I did Bar, I was like, oh, that's such a pansy workout. I mean, those girls probably wear their Lululemon tights and do a few pliés and call it a day. Like, I just thought,
that's funny.
First of all, I thought it was a dancing thing.
Yeah.
And then I thought, they never look like they break a sweat. What's even happening here? Mm. So I had prejudged it. And I'm trying to remember, oh, I know how I got into it. Because as soon as I had my fourth baby, I was looking for something that was just nice to my body, but produced different results. Because I had run that half marathon and I was kind of burnt out and I was really tight. And a friend of mine who's a blogger I saw on her page, she's like, hey, Suzanne Bowen, the creator of Bar Amped, is looking for postpartum women that live in the Nashville area to help her film some postpartum workouts. And I was like, what? And I didn't really know hardly anything about Bar, but I had just started streaming her Bar workouts online and was doing some of them at home. And I thought, this is so different. Like, initially I was just really curious about it. And I saw this workout. I thought, I'm going to do this. I want to say I did it. So I did the workout and I'm doing these little bitty movements and I'm burning and I'm going, what is happening? I've never done anything like this. I've always lifted heavy or done squats or jumped or ran. And I thought, what is happening right now? This is really hard. This is using my muscles in a different way than I never have. And I'm having to find this mind body connection that I didn't know I needed. And I kind of was hooked like right away. So when I saw that she was looking for someone, I thought, this is so crazy, but I like crazy. So I thought, we're here. It was over the Christmas holidays and most people were out of town. And I was like, we're here. I'm going to do this. And so my youngest was 4 months old. I got the information. I applied. They contacted me, blah, blah, blah. So we set it all up and I go and we walk in and she's like, hey, so nice to meet you. Let's start filming. And I was like, oh my word. Does she know that I'm like not a Bar guru and I don't really know a lot about this, but I was like, okay. I mean, I've worked out a long time, so I will just, we'll try this. So we went through we filmed this whole segment and, I felt kind of proud of myself. I was like, I think I'm doing this right. But, when it was over, she leans over to me and goes, you have got to teach. And I was like, you know what? I have always wanted to teach fitness classes. Like, I love the energy and the power and the camaraderie. And so she said, let me hook you up with our instructor in Nashville and you need to get trained. And I thought, you know what? I need this because I have four kids. At the time I was homeschooling and I just felt like I needed my thing. You know, I think we all go through that little identity thing. If we're not already working, every woman's like, what's my thing? What do I do besides just wife and mom, which we love and is a huge priority, but you need that identity. And this was just, I knew that this was it. And so, I then got more familiar with Bar. So I started researching and I found out that Bar it's like a fusion between Pilates and yoga and some dance, but I'm not dancing. I'm not really coordinated and I've never done ballet. So there's that disclaimer, but it really is small isometric moves that you really your muscles reach a little burnout phase and you will start shaking and trembling. Like you'll feel it, especially in your lower body and in your upper body too, when you're doing the arm work.
Yeah.
But you'll feel this little tremble and it's creating muscle fatigue, which actually, you know, helps your muscles to strengthen and then elongate. And so it's just a whole different way of looking at this. And it's hard. It is so hard because it's not like jumping where you can go, oh, I'm just not going to jump as high, or I'm not going to run as fast. You have to stay in it and you have to just mind over matter. And I found that the mind-body connection, I started thinking about what I was doing. Like, what am I targeting? My obliques, my quads, like, what am I working right here? And I had to focus on it and connect to it. And when I focused and connected, it was so much harder. And I just started, there was something like a light bulb moment for me where I thought, there is something here that actually I feel more grounded when I do this, because I walk away feeling like I have just detoxed in a whole different way than just sweating. At the end of every bar class, they have a cool down, all the lights dim, you lay on your mat, they spray essential oils, and you go through a slow session of stretching and working out everything you just worked. And when I walked away from that, I thought, this is so good for me. This is like my type A needs this, because I've always done these workouts that I leave and I'm exhausted. I want to lay on the couch. Yeah. I have no energy for the rest of my day. But I just walked away and I feel like I worked hard and then I did some self-care. And it was just like huge for me. I was hooked. I was addicted. And so once I discovered what this whole bar phenomenon was, and there are different types of bar, we can talk about that too, but I fell in love with this method and with what it does emotionally and mentally. It's not just a workout. It's kind of a, you come online again, you reset. And I just fell in love with the whole process.
Yeah. And you know what? You were talking about adrenals, and I've been having to deal with knowing how far to push my body because I have the adrenal issues. And talking about what you said with the workouts, that if you're feeling exhausted after workout instead of energized, yes, you could either have adrenal issues and you're pushing it way too far. And I do feel like I need to start adding in more bar type classes or exercises, because I do feel like it's not draining them as much. And so I just wanted to point that out to people, because because some people do not feel exhausted doing really hard workouts like CrossFit. Like, you'll feel sore and you'll feel like, yeah, I did a good workout. But if you feel like, oh my gosh, I'm so drained and I now need to lay on the couch all day, you may have some kind of adrenal issue and you've just completely wiped them out. So I'm glad that you said that, because you do have to find the workout that is really good for your body and where you are in the season of your life. Like, I'm hoping, you know, my adrenals will be better and then I can handle stuff. And I do work out. I have been doing more of the heavy lifting, but I know I cannot do it at a fast pace. Because once I start doing that stuff, like, and how fast you can do the reps, that's when I start noticing it's burning my adrenals. But if I'm just really focusing on, hey, let's just do this and I can do this at a slow pace and build muscle, I'm fine. So you do have to really learn how to listen to your body. So I'm glad that you said that. And I do want to tie into this, because I feel like people think of bar, they think of, first of all, young college girls. Okay. And they're all wearing Lululemon and they look amazing.
They have curled blonde hair and all their makeup on.
Curled blonde hair, all their makeup on, and they have no back fat and they're not wearing a nursing bra. And they don't have a second butt. And so I'm just saying that, you know, it's easy to go into these classes when you look amazing and you look like a model. What would you tell moms, even if they don't live in this area and they have a bar class that they've been interested in somewhere else, you know, they just feel like they're carrying the extra pounds, or maybe they're not even carrying the extra pounds, but they don't feel like good about themselves for whatever reason, but they want to try. What would you tell them before going into a class, or to encourage them to go try?
Yeah. I'm so, so glad you brought that up. That's actually something that our studio is working overtime to try and dispel those myths, because first of all, it's intimidating and there is a persona related to bar. I know a lot of studios that I'm familiar with on their websites and on their promo stuff, everybody looks like, oh, they're this long, lean Victoria's Secret model physique. And it's got almost like a snobby, you've got to be in the club and you've got to look a certain way to come do this look. And I think I'm really sad about that, because I would say over all workout types, this is the one that anyone can come in and do. We have women that are in their 60s that come every single day, and women with knee issues and joint issues, and we're able to help them, you know, learn how to still get a great workout in and take care of their joints and modify. We have women that are nursing and postpartum. We have women that are very pregnant. We have all types, and really we have all body sizes too. Even our instructors are totally different body types. Some of them are working through health issues that have kept them from having, you know, like losing weight they'd want to lose, or they have adrenal issues. And I think sometimes we just look at women and go, oh, you're overweight, you're eating too much. But the bottom line is a lot of us are facing hormonal issues or, you know, chemistry things going on with our body that we really kind of can't control, a result of medications or whatever. So I am very aware that some of the toughest women that come into our studios that I see pushing hard are actually not the size two girls. I've seen some women with incredible strength and incredible muscles that look toned and strong, but they aren't skinny. And you know what? I'm so glad that they're coming. So I think that the most important thing is to find a studio where you feel like you're welcomed. And it's going to take some nerve to get it up and go, okay, I'm going to either buy the Groupon and go, or I'm going to take advantage of that special, or I'm going to go try it. It takes some nerve. I get it. When I first took my first one, I wasn't a nursing bra. I had a gut, and I went in there, and there were a bunch of girls from Belmont that, you know, college girls. And I was like, okay, here's mama, you know, right in the middle of the room. And there's all the mirrors. And I was like,
oh, I know.
Sucks. Like, I'm looking at myself in the mirror doing all this. And I, in my head, I look better, but I'm seeing the reality. And I had several times throughout the class, she would say, close your eyes, think about the muscle group you're targeting. And I loved that, because I would just, okay, zone it out and go, what am I doing here? And I'm like, oh my word, I'm fighting for this. I'm working hard. And it does take guts. I think when you get fed up enough and you want to change, or you just want to try something different for your body, you're going to have to muster up some courage. And I will just say, not all bar studios are the same. Some do have that vibe and you're not going to feel like it's your family, but there are a lot of awesome studios out there that have the camaraderie and the family and the unity that we're all in this together. And there's all different women of ages and styles, you know, and sizes. And, you can just feel at home there. So don't let that hold you back. I think everyone has their, what I call soulmate workout. That's kind of like their jam and the thing that they love. Yeah. But you have to mix it up. And I think especially if you feel like you're stuck in a plateau, or, I mean, I've seen women, I think one of the biggest things bar does is it lifts your butt. I mean, we all,
That's awesome.
I'm telling you, bar is known for the booty. And I believe it, because it will transform your lower half for sure. And it will elongate you. So I'm a cardio junkie. I have to admit it. Like, the fact that I'm even doing bar and opening a bar studio is kind of laughable to me. Because I'm the girl that wants to do HIIT training and jump around. And I still do that. Like, we still offer some of that. But the thing that bar is it's very form focused. And I think a lot of fads that have popped up in the fitness industry, I see them move, like you said, those really fast movements. How fast can you go? And what happens when you start going faster and faster and faster, you start compromising form. You get sloppy and you create injuries. You'll throw your back out. You will injure your knees because you don't have alignment. And what bar has helped me to do is understand how my body works and how to move safely. And so now when I am doing HIIT training or I am doing cardio, I can move quicker because I know exactly how my body needs to move to be safe. So it's really the perfect like cross training for whatever it is you love to do, because it's going to help you figure out form first. I mean, I have seen we've had a lot of women come in with injuries from all types of workouts, and it's all because of form. So that's why I think bar is a great foundation for whatever you love doing. Get in some bar, because it's going to just help you know exactly what your body needs to do in all your workouts.
Yeah. I love that. And now if people were listening and they're thinking, okay, so how many times would I have to go and do something like this to really see results? What would you say?
I always say give something 6 to 8 weeks. And
how often, I mean, and how many times during a week?
Well, I encourage people to work out at least 5 days a week. And that's not going to be, one of those days might be go for a power walk with your kids while they're riding their bike, you know? But I know not everybody's me. People make fun of me. I work out on vacation. I I don't like to take more than a day off because I just feel like I need that to keep my energy up and my stress down.
And your sanity.
So, I get, not everybody's me. So I see women come in 3 times a week and then maybe the other couple of days they go for a good power walk or they do a dance class or whatever. But I will say that it's so important that you are mixing it up. So like we have classic bar, which is bar amped. And then we have bar amped boot camp and bar amped Tabata and bar amped fire. And all of those are different formats. And you're still getting bar incorporated into it. But I think the boot camp is so effective because it adds in a few short bursts of like a cardio interval. It brings that heart rate up really high. And then you drop it back down and you go into some strength training bar moves. And so those kinds of that interval training or that HIIT training, the Tabata is the up and down of the heart rate. That's where the most caloric burn takes effect. And they say that HIIT training especially burns 9 times more fat than traditional cardio. So if I do a 30-minute interval training versus I would have to be on a treadmill for like 4.5 hours at a steady rate.
Oh, yeah.
So it's ridiculous. Let's get it done, you know?
Yeah.
So I would say if you really are looking for results, once you know the basics of bar, once you've taken about 10 classes in basic bar and you get your foundation, hit the boot camp or the Tabata classes or the extreme cardio classes, because those are where you're going to just really make those changes. If you're wanting to lose weight, that's going to make the biggest difference.
Yeah. I love that. Okay. I wanted to talk a little bit more about the business aspect of it. I know that you've said this hasn't been an easy road. And I wondered, what do you wish somebody would have told you about starting a business that would have been good to know ahead of time?
Oh, man. I feel so green in this because I got married right out of high school. I didn't even go to college. And so this feels like my college degree. I'm learning terms and things that I never knew. I think that I wish I had been more aware, or that someone would have told me how much junk work, like how much behind the scenes paperwork, boring, like, you know, it is really astronomical and it's kind of never ending. And I've always loved businessy things, but or office work and that kind of stuff, but this is like a whole new level. And so I think that the hardest thing for me, there have been so many moments in this journey where I've thought, why am I doing, I do not even want to do this. Can we just go back to the way it was before this? And I've actually kind of hated it and wondered if I made the right decision. And every time I feel that way and I have to process through it, I recognize that the whole reason I started this is because I am passionate about teaching bar. I'm passionate about the women in our community. I love the studio. Like I love all of that, but the junk work of, you know, applying for business licenses and getting, you know, codes and things approved by the city and, you know, all the like office work and QuickBooks, like that kind of stuff is a joy killer. And the bottom line is I've had to go, you know what? We can do hard things. We can power through the stuff that doesn't fuel our energy and our passion to get to do the things that we want to do. So it's just like working out and eating healthy and trying to lose weight. If we turn that stuff down or we say yes to the workout when we don't want to, it's hard in the moment, but it's fueling what we really want, which is to be healthy. And that's how this business is. It's like the junk work and the exhaustion and all the behind the scenes stuff that nobody sees. That's the stuff that's fueling the moment when I walk into the studio, put on the mic, the music goes up, the energy comes out, and that fuels what I really love to do. And so every time I teach, I'm like, yes, I'm reminded why I'm doing what I'm doing. It's like when your kid gives you a hug and you've had a really hard day and I love you, mommy. And they kiss you. You think, okay, it's worth it. Yeah. I was about to throw in the towel, but it's worth it. And so I think I would just say to anyone starting out, don't give up. Like it is not an easy road. And especially in our journey, because of the area that we're getting into, and it's a really unique spot that's just booming all of a sudden. And it took us almost 9 months just to get a signed lease, which my broker said is unheard of. He said, I've been doing this 40 plus years. I have never seen anything like this. And I thought, of course.
Oh, does it normally take a lot longer
a lot less. I think pretty much you walk in and go, I want to lease your space. Okay. First and last month's deposit, the end.
So why don't you share with people, because we'll get to this at the end where you're located, but why don't you share with everybody why this was so hard?
Yes. So we're in one of the biggest booming cities in America right now. And actually this little pocket of Berry Farms where we are is right in between like Franklin and Thompson Station and Spring Hill. So it's this little area where it's kind of just been rural and residential. There's a lot of neighborhoods and countryside. It's really beautiful. And they're putting in this gorgeous development that's going to be like pretty much its own little city. It's going to be like the next Cool Springs because I've seen the plans for everything. And big developments are moving out this way, big corporations, hotels. But they're doing it all really well. It's beautiful. It's all quaint. And they're patterning the whole village off of Seaside. So it's got that little feel to it. It's really beautiful. So there's they are very strict about what they do allow, what they don't allow.
And what it looks like and all that stuff. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And all those things. So there's a lot of red tape involving that. And I think one of the biggest hurdles we had is a lot of the other businesses that went in have other locations or have been in business for a long time. So financially, they can fund this. And also they have other businesses on paper that are like, look, we're succeeding. We can be here. So I think the problem came when we show up and we're just Joe Blow from down the street and we're like, hey, we want to open a fitness studio. And I had just bought the one in Spring Hill just a couple months before. And so it had Spring Hill numbers and they were trying to figure out, well, how, you know, if you make that much income, how will that translate here to Berry Farms? And, you know, so there was just a lot. I realized what was going on was that they kind of didn't believe that we had the financial ability. Backing. Yeah. They didn't think we had the backing. Mm-hmm. They weren't sure that we were capable of doing this. And so I just felt like I kept having to prove myself. And I remember telling the agent I was working with, I was like, if I have to flip burgers, I will not renege on this lease. Like we have always paid our bills. Yeah. We will always pay our bills. We are self-funded, self-made here. And I was like, if you look at our track record, we've never missed a payment on anything. There have been months where maybe we didn't make a lot, but we will pay our bills. Don't, you know, rest assured, but it's a 5-year lease and I get it. They wanted to make sure their butts were covered. And so I think a lot of it was proving myself and that felt really hard. I went through like an emotional season where I just thought, I felt like I've always had to prove myself, you know, like I was the little chubby girl that was trying to prove herself. And then I was, you know, and financially we've been through so much after our lawsuit, we lost everything. We had a house that was paid for and we had to start over. And then we were in this tiny little rental and we kept having babies. We were broke as all get out. And so we have had to pick up all the pieces and rebuild. And that's just been our journey. And so through that and this, I was just feeling emotional, like no one believes us, but like we've beat the odds. We are hard workers. And I just felt this really, really strong sense that the Lord was leading me in this. It was a very spiritual journey and I had lots of prayer time over this. And even the fact that I was able to obtain the license to teach because Bar Amped operates within a 10-mile radius. So, and I knew other people that were wanting this license and the way it happened and how it happened, it's truly supernatural. Like, I was kind of sitting there going, how is this happening? How did I get this? I'm the youngest one. I am probably the most financially unstable on paper. I have all these things, but look at what God is doing. And I knew it in my heart. I was completely convinced. There's only been two things that I have known this confidently. And one was that I was supposed to marry David. And the other was that I'm supposed to open this bar studio. And when I called the owner of the Spring Hill location, because my plan was to buy just a portion of the radius to operate here in Berry Farms, because Berry Farms is technically at the tail end of their operating license. So I thought, I know that's how it got started. So I thought I'll ask for that and maybe pay a monthly fee or whatever just to, you know, operate within their radius. And so I called and I had been praying about calling for 6 months and just never felt right about it. And one day the Lord was like, go call. And so I picked up the phone. I was like, this is the worst timing. My kids are arguing. It's dinner time. My house is a train wreck, but I knew I was supposed to call. And so I went and hid in the closet and I called, Jen, who's one of the owners there. And I was just so nervous. I just said, you might not even be interested. I just am throwing this out there. And she paused for a second and she goes, well, would you want to just buy the studio? And I was like, what? Are you selling? I didn't even know. Like, I was thinking maybe you'd be generous enough to give me a portion of your radius, but I was like, let's talk, you know? So I didn't even know they were looking to sell, but a lot of things had shifted for them and that opportunity presented itself. So the whole thing has been a journey, like supernatural and, you know, working hard and doing things super scared all the time. And yeah. just keep going, like just keep yeah. forging ahead. And when you just feel like you can't take one more slam, the deal for signing this lease basically died 3 times. And, wow. and I was like, okay, well, you know what? I gave it my all. I have to be confident that I pursued it and I'm going to let it go. And I'm just going to take that as God's answer and I'm going to move on. It was like the death of a vision, you know, it was really hard.
Yeah.
And it right. kept getting revived. It kept coming back online. And I just, my friends that walked through this with me, I was like, I know you're sick of hearing about it. 'Cause they were like, what's the latest? And I'm like, you're not going to believe this because, you know, things kept changing and we thought we'd made it through this hurdle and this was it. And then there was another one and then another and then another. And I thought literally this could go on my whole life. I cannot believe this. And my broker he is amazing, but he got to the point where he was using cuss words and laughing hysterically, like at the same time, because we just thought this is nuts. And you know what? It happened. And I still stand back amazed and I still stand back very aware that, God fought for this for me. And there was a lot of prayer and a big emotional journey that went into it. But you can't look back and go, I've heard people talk that are like, oh, lucky for them. And I'm like, I've got to be honest, pretty much anyone that's successful has had preparation combined with opportunity. And mm-hmm. when I look back over the journey, I was scared when I was 4 months postpartum and went in to film that video. And I was scared when I had to sign up for this yeah. training and I was still nursing and my husband brought the baby to me on breaks. We lived an hour away from the training. He would bring me Isley so I could nurse her in between training. I was exhausted. I was delirious. I could barely keep up in class because I was so sleep deprived. You know, everything I've done, I was scared. I was not ready. I was not prepared. And it didn't make sense on paper. But when you have something inside of you that you're fueled by and that you know is supposed to happen, you just keep pressing on and you just do the next thing. So I think that getting into Berry Farms is where I knew I needed to be for 2 reasons. Because first of all, it's my community. I want to know the women that live on my street, that live on the next street over, that go to my kids' school. You know, I thought I'm so tired of driving into someone else's community to build community. I want to be here. I want to be right where I live. And my second reason was because I do have young kids and we do have a family. I don't want to waste time on the road. I want to be able to zip over to the studio and zip back. And I'm 3 minutes from the studio. So
that's awesome.
I knew that area was worth fighting for. And although it was tempting at times to go, well, we'll just take that spot that's 15 minutes away. We'll go ahead and do it. I was so sure that we needed to be there. So
that's great. Yeah. No. And I we're almost at the end of the show, but I wanted to ask you this because I could see people wondering because you mentioned people said, oh, they're so lucky. Mm-hmm. And you've also said, oh, when they look at us, like the people who are trying to approve you and you're the most unstable. Yeah. You have 4 kids and you've already been, you had to go and bankrupt your business. How did you go about trying to save for a business? Like, did you just like, put money aside or like, you know, every month or because I'm thinking there's going to be moms sitting there and they're going to say, I have a lot of kids too. Yeah. We're single income and how did this girl do this? And I don't want to leave this without giving them some idea without getting into the specifics of what you could share with them.
Well, I'll say this. When we were in Georgia and we lost everything, my husband had done this huge job and, the builders that he did all the work for, they went bankrupt. And so we had all these workers and suppliers underneath us that we had to pay off. And so we filed a lawsuit to try and get our money recouped. And we sold our house that my husband had built with his own hands. It was beautiful. And we sold it so we could pay off our suppliers and the people under us. And then we entered this lawsuit that lasted 4.5 years. And in that time, we were just like, when we come through this, when we get out of this, we are going to want to bless other people that are walking through financial hardship. And we are going to never forget you know, what it means to really manage your money well, because, you know, we did it then. And if we had not owned our home and if we had not been financially prepared when that hit, it would have wiped us out. But instead it took us to zero. Like, it took us to zero.
Right.
But
we weren't negative. Yes. Yeah.
And so we had to rebuild from that point. And I just so admire, I had to say it, like, I so admire my husband. He is like one of the hardest workers I know. And when we moved here to Nashville, he didn't have a job. Like, he was in, he's in remodel, and he had to like just start his business from ground zero. And then he got his real estate license, and it's just grown from there. But I will say that when this opportunity presented itself, I want to be real in saying it was a really scary thing for us in our marriage, because this was the first time I was saying, I think we need to do this and we need to pour our money into this. And David's been the breadwinner, you know, forever, basically. Yeah. And I stayed home with kids. And so it was like this weird dance that we had to learn to go. He was trying to learn to like trust me, because in the beginning he was like, wait, what are you going to spend? Who are you going to hire? What are we doing? And he was like trying not to micromanage me, but clearly nervous. And I was trying to be confident, but also be really frugal, because I recognize this is our money and we're doing this together. So we had some arguments, we had some ugly talks, and we had to figure out what this looked like. So starting out with this lease, I think one of the hardest things was, and this is not typical, but they required 3 years of lease ahead of time. So that is an astronomical amount of money.
Yes,
and because we got a great deal on our home and David's in remodel, we have renovated much of it ourselves. So we had a good bit of equity in our home.
So
we both agreed that we were going to pull out the equity to pay that, pay that 3 years worth of lease. So we will, I mean, that money is essentially, it's not even really paying the lease. It's essentially sitting in a secured bank account in case we renege. Yeah. They wanted to have their butts covered. So I was like, we'll get that money back in 3 years, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But it was just hard to go, okay, here's all this money.
Yeah. No, that is, that is.
And so,
and I'm glad that you, that you share that, because I do know a lot of people really wonder how people do it. And some people get money from people, but I knew that that wasn't the case with you. And that's why I wanted you to share that, to give some people hope.
Yeah. That is hard, because a lot of people I know that have done business, they said, well, my parents gave me 10 grand and my parents gave me 20 and their parent, you know, and I remember going like, oh, that would be nice. Like, but you know, you know, my family, our families are not in that financial position, and that's okay. And so that is how we kind of got the lease rolling, but the build out is costing a lot of money, and pretty much what David's business is bringing in, we're pouring right into this business. So we're living really minimally right now, and we're trying to cash flow as much as we can. And I've already like done the math. I'm like, it's going to take me, you know, a good bit of next year to just replenish this. But this is a 5-year plan. And my goal is that this is a long-term investment. And I want this to be something that, I mean, I have not, and this is just a personal side note, I haven't taken a paycheck since I've started. And that's not like, oh, you know, I don't feel deprived. Yeah. I'm not mad at it. I'm excited because I'm pouring my money right back into it. And that's what a business owner does. You just, I mean, yes, if I'm really tight and sore, I'll go get a massage, or if I need new workout shoes, I'll take care of that. And so that's kind of how I keep myself like, you know, encouraged. But, we're pouring this income into the business. And so we get to this as an investment, and it's not easy. I'm telling you, I mean, I had a phone call with my husband yesterday. We're both kind of freaked out. Like, you cannot not do this and be really calm about it. We've done the math, but my husband is super analytical. He's run the numbers 100 times. He's like, well, you will be fine. You're actually going to do really well. He's the one that's gotten me excited about the potential of income. And I'm trying to be really, I'm like, I just want to pay my bills. Like, I'm trying to be really low expectations.
Let's not go crazy. Yeah. Let's just cover the basics.
I just want to pay all my bills, and I want to love the women in my community. Like, for me, this is a ministry. Yeah. Like, that's how I presented it to him in the beginning. Just for keep expectations really low. I said, if this was just an outreach to the community and a ministry to the women here, and we paid all our bills, would you be okay with this? Like, that's how I presented it. Just because I wanted to, that's my heart. Like, this is what I want to pour myself into. And I feel like I would be full and satisfied. But the thought of actually making some money and saving for our kids' future, like, that gets me excited.
Awesome. Yeah. All that hard work.
Yes.
And so, well, so like I said, we're almost at the end of the show, but I love ending on this question. As moms, I feel like we don't want to always talk about what our strengths mm-hmm. are, because we don't want to come off as we're better than other mm-hmm. people. But this is the Mom Inspired Show, so we are here to uplift one another. So my question is, what would you say one of your strengths are, or something that you're really proud of?
I don't quit. Like, I think that's just the first thing that came to my mind. I don't know.
Yeah, no,
that sounds
yeah,
really
I love it.
Arrogant.
No, it doesn't.
I think that I feel like that I'm very aware that anything worth having is worth fighting for. And whether that's your marriage or your kids or your body and your health, an accomplishment. And you know, Amber, like what you're doing here, you know how much work it is. You know, it's a sacrifice. Any woman that's stepping out and doing anything, anything that you have that you're proud of, you fought hard for that. And I think my parents instilled that in me from a young age, like diligence and hard work ethic. And I had a friend that really walked this journey with me. And she said, Suzanne, I don't know of anybody that would have stuck with that as long as you did. The only reason we're there is because you did not quit. And I was kind of like, whoa, because to me, I was like, that's just what we do. You know, put our big girl panties on and keep
just
going
in there.
And I will say, just like a lot of strengths, you have to be careful because they can also be your biggest weakness. And so I've had to learn what does balance look like? What does letting go look like? What does self-care look like? Mm-hmm. You know, all that.
Yeah.
But I would just say, don't give, it's the classic, don't give up on your dreams, but really don't, you know, you might have roadblocks thrown in your way. We've had so many obstacles against us. And I can just say that there is always tomorrow. There is always a fresh start and you just keep on keeping on.
Yeah, I love that. Now, where can people find you on social media or what your website's going to be?
Yes, so our website is up and rolling. It is the Bar Franklin, and Bar is B-A-R-R-E, franklin.com. And then we are on social media and Facebook as the Bar at Berry Farms, B-E-R-R-Y Farms. And if you follow on Instagram and Facebook, we are in the process of doing lots of giveaways and we'll be announcing our grand opening specials and all that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of good info on there. And then on the website, we have all about our method. One thing I didn't touch on is that we are neutral spine, and a lot of bar studios are tuck spine. And we explain why on the website, but that's really good for the safety of your back and all that stuff. So there's a lot of good info on there and information about our instructors and fun stuff. So,
And I'll put a link in your show notes so people can find that easily. When are you guys hoping to open your studio?
So we're pushing for December. Yeah, it's really hard with build out because you know time frames, but we're tracking with it. Yeah, so we're close. We're within a month or two, and that's supposedly when we'll be open. We already have a great tribe of women, a good following that's coming with us from our old studio, and then a bunch of new women that are joining in. So good mix.
Great. Yeah. Yeah. And I wanted to let everybody know, if you live in this area, Suzanne is offering the listeners 20% off a month membership. So if you just mentioned that you heard this on the Mom Inspired Show, she will take care of that. And so, Suzanne, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I had so much fun talking with you, and I wish you the best with your grand opening of your studio.
Oh, thanks for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity, and I hope to see a lot of you guys there.
And there you have it. Thank you for listening to the Mom Inspired Show. Again, I'm your host, Amber Sandberg. If you would like to pass this episode along to your friends, you can do that by iTunes, Stitcher, or at my website, mominspiredshow.com. Thanks, guys. See you next week.